This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've been talking a lot about happy endings. What about happy meals? Deshaun Watson hearing continues. Rusty Harden went viral when he talked about happy endings. Happy meals have gone viral. Crazy. Figgy brought this to our attention, the happy meals that weren't. Who's in the right? We'll get into that in a sec, but I need you to do me a favor, John. The Bull, my God. The Bull has been doing some crazy impressive things. Like, the hallway was basically a Super Bowl radio row because the Bull has accomplished probably one of the more impressive feats that have happened in our cluster. 10,000 letters for the troops. There's still people dropping them off. Shout out to all the hardworking people at the Bull for getting this done. And as a result of this accomplishment, someone brought a lot of breakfast tacos.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
Yeah, there's like a whole thing, but there's a problem.
Yeah.
I cheated in Spanish, and I'm very white.
Okay.
So I need you to translate.
What's there?
Yes. Like, in the hallway, about 30 feet away.
Well, let me go out there.
All right. Figgy, just call Lopez. I don't even understand what these tacos are. So I was trying to find potato. I was trying to find some bacon, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's get Lopez on the line right now. OG. You there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, tell me, help me out, man. I'm trying to find a potato and I'm trying to find a bacon. Read all the stuff they got there. Did you understand, Figgy? Did you know what was going on?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you were just as confused as me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me what they got.
They got chorizo con huevo.
I know what chorizo is.
You know that one, right?
Yes.
Then they have tocino con huevo.
What is that?
Bacon is tocino.
Okay, so tocino is bacon. Okay, I'm going to get one of those. Okay.
All right. Papa con huevo.
What's that?
Who?
What's papa?
Potatoes.
Okay,
potatoes.
So papa is potatoes. Okay.
Yeah. And let's see, what else? Salchicha con huevo.
Who?
What's salchicha?
Salchicha is like the link sausage.
Link sausage?
Like link sausage with egg.
You might like and that one, Freaky.
And then frijoles con queso.
What's frijoles?
You know what frijoles.
No, I really don't.
Frijoles.
What's that?
Beans.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there we go. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want
tocino and a salchicha?
Yeah, please. Thank you.
All right. One or two?
Just one of the whatever the bacon was. See, I'm already forgetting.
And I'm good. And I'm getting Figgy a salchicha.
All right, yeah, he wants the sausage one, right, Figgy?
Yeah.
Not really, but I'll take it.
All right, there you go. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you for your service.
All right, I'll be right back in the studio.
I appreciate you. I was really confused, man. Really confused there, Fig.
Yeah, I was too.
Not very bright on that. You brought this to my attention,
John.
Figgy. We've talked about happy endings. What about happy meals? OG back in the studio just like that. What about happy meals? There was some drama that went viral, and it went very, very viral. And a lot of loopholes might be step-parents. A lot of you might have baby mamas. A lot of you might have multiple baby mamas. A lot of you might be step-dads. And you are taking on the role that dad takes on, or you're co-parenting. Shout out to all you, no matter what your situation is. But This one's interesting because this is a guy who had a baby with another woman,
mm-hmm.
and that woman already had three kids before. But they're not dating anymore, but they're co-parenting.
Right.
So there's, I don't know if it's split custody. I don't know if he just has weekend visits, but he has one kid with her,
mm-hmm.
no longer dating her.
Right.
And he still has to communicate with the mom, and he still has to drop the kid off.
He wants to be with his boy, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and she has other children.
Yes, three.
Right.
So this video went viral. This was the baby mama mad at him because he brought his kid McDonald's. Here's what it sounded like, and from happy ending to happy meals, baby mama drama. This is what it sounded like when the baby mama confronted her baby daddy, and keep this in mind, ex-boyfriend.
It ain't more than enough food in that bag for everybody.
What's up? That don't look enough for all my kids. That don't look enough for all my kids. What is that? That's just one burger? One burger, one fry?
What he like? What do you mean?
Okay, what about my other kids?
Spend money on all those kids. Them not my kids.
Them are your kids' siblings, though. Dumb.
So that's what you gonna go with? That's the one you gonna
those get? Are your f***ing kids' siblings.
They my, that means
yeah. No, I didn't say you have to take care of them. You can bring them something to eat if you bring one something to eat.
I bring them food every other day. What do you mean?
Like, exactly, but you don't never bring food for the other ones.
Your babies.
We share the same kids as well.
Absolutely. So if you want to, if you feel like a feel away about eating, take him in the room and let him.
I'm not taking my kid in the room.
Him down to the car. He ain't even got anybody. He come right out to the car and eat with me.
Get here. Done. He ain't eating this.
Why you just do that?
Because you ain't bringing up for all the other kids. You stupid.
All the other what kids?
All right, there you go.
So she threw the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She took it and threw it in the street.
This is an easy answer.
Okay, go ahead.
It has the internet going nuts, but it's an easy answer.
Okay.
Just bring the other kids some Happy Meals.
No.
Just bring them. Go to the freaking dollar menu.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's... they're kids.
No.
They had nothing to do with what happened between this guy and that woman. Nothing.
No.
They're innocent little kids.
No.
One kid gets a Happy Meal. Didn't your own mother teach you or tell you?
Well, I had a stepdad, so I had to deal with this type of stuff.
Tell you at one point, I hope you brought enough for everyone.
Yeah.
Just, now, let me say one thing that maybe can couch it a little bit. I don't know their financial situation.
Yeah.
You know, if he's really tight. So let's just assume... you can afford a dollar menu burger, you know? All right? Just bring those other kids some. They're kids.
Here's the deal. You heard that girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's psycho.
Well, that's beside the point.
You don't want
to
set...
the kids don't have anything to do with a psycho mom.
You don't
want to
set the precedent where when you're not dating her, it's your responsibility to take care of the other three. You got your kid. If the kid wants to come outside and eat, maybe you should probably just take the kid to McDonald's. That's fine. But a crazy baby mama like that, it's not his responsibility to fill the void of the other dad. Now, would it be cool every once in a while to do it? Sure. But it's not his job, especially with this crazy lady who knows how many guys she's brought into these kids' lives. Like, she's going to just take it out on every guy that she brings into these kids' lives. I side with this guy. Simply because I heard how crazy this girl is, I don't think it's his job to do that.
Figgy, what are your thoughts on this?
See, in the clip, he did mention how he did bring the kids something before.
Okay.
So, do we have to bring them something every single time?
It wasn't
like he never got those kids anything before. He mentioned it in the clip, but...
This could have been
a one time where you're like, let me, you know, see my son real quick.
But there's a line there. Like, I think the other kids, and I don't know how old they are, but they probably know that's not my dad. My dad comes on this day or whatever. So if he buys this kid a bike, they wouldn't be, I mean, you wouldn't expect them to buy a bike for everybody. But a McDonald's meal, just make a kid's day.
These are the people that just have no grasp of things. This is a 214. Shout out to the 214. Landry, you're not thinking about the kids. You're thinking about what's your job and not your job. you don't want the kids' feelings to be hurt. No, I am thinking about the kids. Because where do you draw the line in the sand?
Mm-hmm.
This woman's crazy. It's going to be hard for her to find a man to permanently live with her and have her kids. That's first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
So if this guy's in charge of feeding these kids, what's next? Is he going to have to take
off?
He's
not in charge
of
feeding them. Well, it's a special treat.
That's what she's acting like. She's acting like he's in charge of that.
No, I don't agree with that.
She needs to be the one. And she sits there and says they're going through a tough time, too, because of the breakup. Well, she needs to be the one that explains to them, your mom's a crazy bee. So there's probably going to be about seven guys that are going to go in and out of your lives before you turn 18.
Again, that has nothing to do with the little kids and spending $10 at McDonald's.
I think the dad kind of screwed up a little bit, man.
How's that?
He should have took his little man and said, hey, bring him downstairs. I'm going to take him for a ride. Yeah. Have him eat his McDonald's in the car, man. Bring it around all the other kids.
If you want to really just get it for him, that would be the best way to do it.
Or he could have just got a $5 holla from Little Caesars. Call it a day.
I'm not taking on the baby mama role or baby daddy role with this crazy woman. I'm sorry.
But again, it's just like it's a treat for the kids. If he does that every day, they'll learn that's what he does with his son. But like just a special day, get the other kids a couple of burgers.
Here's your girl right here. Here's the baby, the McDonald's baby mama explaining her craziness, her sense, according to J-Lo.
I'm the baby mama who was upset at her baby daddy.
Crazy.
Because he only decided to give his child McDonald's and not the rest of my other three kids. You knew the situation when you dated me.
Y'all aren't dating.
Our child is the youngest child. So keep that in mind.
What's that got to do with anything?
Before y'all make me the villain.
What's that got to do with anything?
That means all my other kids knew him. He was buying the McDonald's when we were together.
So?
My kids have to go through a transition of our breakup as well. Like, yeah, me and you broke up, but my kids got to feel it too. So now my kids have to see only one of their siblings get McDonald's and not the rest of them. And they know it's coming from you because, of course, like me and you used to be together. They used to see you. You used to do it for them. But now you don't want to do that for them anymore. That's petty.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fair.
It's not petty.
You're not going to give one child McDonald's and not all the other kids McDonald's.
It's not his kids.
Like, I'm just telling you.
You aren't dating.
It's not his kids.
That's your girl. That's your girl.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I feel good on this side.
No. Because it has nothing to do with her.
See, if it was the other way around where he had, you know, some stepkids and all that stuff, she would not bring a bunch of food for his stepkids.
And people are talking about, well, if she, you know, I saw her with her nails and her hair all done up, she should take that money and get the other kid. It's not about feeding your children. It's not about putting food on the table.
You got to get them Christmas
presents
too?
It's about little, impressionable, sensitive kids. And if you're going to bring McDonald's for
Does he got to get him Christmas presents too?
No.
Okay.
It's so just a little treat. It's a gesture.
Dave, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Ooh, boy. Man, you ain't lying. This crazy. This thing got the internet going nuts. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe that we even arguing about this. First of all, there's a very critical flaw in her statement. She said when we were dating.
Exactly.
First of all, he was never dating you. He was smashing you.
Yes.
You know, like, you got... He was smashing you. Okay, everybody keeps saying, man, you could have bought the kids a $5, you know, $5.50, $5 piece. No, that is not that man's responsibility.
Dave, and $5, $5 turns into $20, turns into into a new baseball bag, and a basketball fees, all that type of stuff. It snowballs.
No and no.
Dave knows.
No, Dave doesn't
know. Dave.
Dave doesn't know.
Seriously.
Love you, Dave. But then another texter from the 832. Does she buy kids for their food? It's not a competition. It's not like, you know, quid pro quo. It's, hey, I'm going to get my kid. So it's doing the right thing. Get
it's
my
precedent.
Kid some McDonald's. No, it's not
it's
a precedent.
Precedent.
It's not even a precedent.
It's there's a snowball effect. What's next?
No.
When he takes the kid to, when he takes the kid out
end?
For steak? Yeah, it never ends with this crazy
it
lady.
End.
Rick, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm with Lopez on this one, man. If that man was smart and he wanted to avoid all this drama, he could have brought an extra large French fries, divvy that up between three kids. That's 20 fries.
That's four.
Each kid,
yes.
That,
yeah.
You know,
the other
boom.
Three.
Have you seen how stingy McDonald's is with the fries sometimes?
It doesn't matter. It's the gesture. It's like, hey, kids, those kids have all the drama, all the other baby daddies, all the craziness of the mom.
Here's the deal.
Don't take it out on the kids.
In a world where there are so many absentee fathers, the fact that this guy is being a good dad to his son,
that's great.
You should not put the burden of your lack of responsibility on him with the other three.
Again,
this
is not responsibility.
Props to this guy for being a good dad. I'm sorry that you're sitting there having to carry the expectations of a psycho.
And what about the other baby daddies? So they just chilling. They ain't got to do all that.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
Have to overcome them.
It doesn't matter what they do. This guy did something nice for his kid.
Yeah.
There's three other kids. It's not a regular thing. Let's get them a treat. It's kind of like when you go to a 4-year-old's birthday party and he's got like a brother or a sister. Well, of course, all the attention's on that one, but you get a little something for the other kid too, just because he has a nice day. That's all it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.